My great-grandmother passed when I was 5 years old. I don't have a very vivid remembrance of her because I wasn't around her on my mother's side.
Where was she from?
New Roads.
New Roads. Did your grandmother, what did she do?
My grandmother and I never got past second grade. She did domestic work all the time.
Yeah, okay. Originally then, your grandmother's...
My grandmother's...
...were from slavery, probably.
Okay. Yes, her grandmother was a slave.
Sure.
Because my mother remembered her. She was still living when my mother was living. And just intermingled.
Yeah.
But my grandmother on my mother's side, because this is all I could speak of, was born and reared here in New Orleans. But they did domestic work in rich white people's houses. So that's what I was telling you about my aunt, my great aunt, who could tell you so much about what happened in the 1800s and late 1890s and early 1900s when things were really going on in New Orleans. We used to listen to her because they got educated through other places where they worked. The houses of rich white people. You know, they used to sneak them in to see the opera, you know, and listen to the concerts, go to the symphonies when they would come and when they had the chamber music in their homes. The musicians would come in. So I had a very good cultural background from my aunt, who was the oldest of the two sisters.
Yeah.
And it was really very interesting, you know. She told us about characters like Yancey Garinger, who you only read about, and she remembers reading about Jesse. Yancey Garinger was a fancy dude who rode up a gambler of some sort that went up and down the Mississippi River, and he had a reputation for a lot of murders and sort of like the John Dillinger type of the 1800s, okay?
How did you know him?
He lived here in the city.
Oh.
He was a product of New Orleans. And when I was coming up, there was a television program about Yancey Garinger, and he had an Indian companion. And she said, well, I could tell you about him. No, those things actually happened. Some of the things that they were portraying at that time.
He invented the gun called the Derringer.
The low Derringer. He used to carry one. Yeah. She used to tell us about him. And she remembers Jesse James. Yeah. This is the sister to my grandmother.
Yeah.
She remembers Jesse James and his bank robbery. She read. She got her education through. It's enough to read. That's all that's important. But they learned etiquette. You know, there's a certain way you addressed yourself, a certain way you carried yourself. You had to be prim and proper at all times. This is where I tell you, in this little community that I grew up with, it was more of a etiquette, manners, and that you did. You just didn't act any kind of way. A lady never whistles. A lady never is flirtatious, you know. A lady doesn't do these things. It's not prim and proper. You know, and when we sat down to a table, we had too much silverware, my God. We sat a table, you know, like kids today, they don't know what it is to sit down to a table with linen tablecloths and napkins and soup bowls and salad plates, you know, unless you go to a restaurant